For Gary B., I'm Randy Allen. Record high temperatures set in the Batesville area yesterday, 111 degrees, according to the Batesville Airport. This breaks the old record of 105 set in 1947. Other records reported around the state, Little Rock National Airport reached 114, which beat a record only by 2 degrees, 112 set in July of 1986. Real feel yesterday afternoon, reports from Newport said heat index 127. It's going to continue to be hot over the next several days. And authorities with Entergy have asked you to conserve, please, conserve energy because of the excessive heat. Try to cut back your power usage if you can. The fans and increased use of electricity on air conditioners could overload power lines and cause outages in our area as well. Because of the excessive heat and the dryness, there is a burn ban in Sharp County that has been issued until further notice. It will remain in effect until we receive significant rainfall, and that's according to Sharp County Judge Larry W. Brown. Also, there is a boil order in effect for the city of Pineville, located north of Highway 56, under a precautionary boil order. A main line suffered a break, but has now been repaired, so just a precautionary boil order until further notice for that area as well. Former Arkansas Game and Fish Commission Director Scott Henderson is resigning as the agency's Assistant Director for Special Projects. Henderson says he and the current director decided it's best for him to retire. He says retirement is effective on October the 1st. And finally, Water Carnival Week in Batesville continues with a variety of activities as we head into the weekend. Pageants from Little Miss and Mister to Miss White River continue throughout the week at UACCB in North Batesville. Friday night features Batesville's Outstanding Teen Contest as well as the Miss Batesville Pageant and the Miss White River Talent Competition. Friday's activities also include the River City Car Show and Street Dance from 8 to 10 p.m. on Main Street in Batesville. The events is sponsored by the River City Cruisers. On Saturday, Riverside Park opens with vendors at 9 a.m. The Water Carnival's Grand Parade rolls down Main Street starting at 10 a.m. that morning. Then it's back at Riverside Park at 1 p.m. for a Kids Zone sponsored by the Citizens Bank. Area groups will be performing on the park amphitheater stage as well. That all leads up to 5 p.m. when White River's Got Talent hits the stage, sponsored by First Community Bank, Bad Boy Mowers and ATVs. Then Danny Dozier and friends hit the stage at 7:15 with headliner Crossin' Dixon at 8:30. Earlier Saturday, 9 a.m. to be exact, the J.K. Sutherland Golf Classic tees off at the course at Eagle Mountain, and this year's White River Carnival Dance is set for the Batesville Country Club at 8 o'clock, featuring the Jokers with Sarah Jo Roark and Penny Wolf. That puts you right up to date. In for Gary B., I am Randy Allen.